This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. The Emmy Awards are this Sunday. If history is any indication, the same shows and networks will dominate the event, leaving little room for newcomers. This year could be different, though. Here's Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein on how two changes in effect at this year's Emmys may herald greater shakeups to come.
By definition, television is not conducive to a good awards show. While the Oscars reap a new crop of films each year, a successful television program stays in contention for Emmys year after year, creating a stagnant pool of nominees. But a new rule in effect at this year's ceremony could go a long way toward changing that. The number of votes allowed per program category on the nominating ballots has been increased from 5 to 10. That may sound like small potatoes, but this new scoring system should help drive fresh faces into the fray. It couldn't come at a better time. Just look at the comedy categories. This is the last year we'll see Friends, Frasier, and Sex and the City crowding out other competitors because they are all ending their run. Frasier has already won the award for Best Comedy 5 times. Everybody Loves Raymond won last year, but that show will also soon make room for other shows when it ends its run next year. The new nomination system is already making an impact. The Fox comedy Arrested Development was nominated for Best Comedy in its rookie year. It's an acknowledgement richly deserved after a standout season. Other relatively new shows, like CBS's 2 and a Half Men and Comedy Central's Chappelle's Show, deserve a shot at the top prize, too. The drama side is also due for a shakeup. NBC's The West Wing has won Best Drama for the past consecutive 4 years. But it's high time to vote this incumbent out of office. Last year's win was simply ludicrous, as the show took an obvious turn for the worse after the departure of its original creator, Aaron Sorkin. The other even more significant change to the Emmys this year is the addition of a category just for reality television. Last year, this genre had a bummer ride and a catch-all category for all nonfiction programming. But given how dominant and numerous shows like American Idol and Survivor are, that low profile provides a very distorted picture of the state of television today. Who knows, maybe reality will eventually command multiple categories that draw more interest than its scripted counterpart. If you think about it, it makes more sense to distinguish between scripted and unscripted rather than comedy versus drama, since many of today's successful scripted shows fall in that middle area known as the dramedy. The Sopranos is often a riot. I would say it's funnier than 2/3 of the sitcoms currently on the air. And then there's Friends and Sex and the City. What really kept viewers glued to those shows? Their winsome wits? Or the twists and turns of their romantic relationships. Perhaps one day unscripted will gain more parity, and we can get rid of this antiquated and artificial distinction that exists between comedy and drama. Till they work out this ambiguous categorization problem, the Emmys fall short of being a relevant barometer of TV's best.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter. The 56th Annual Emmy Awards airs this Sunday on ABC.